Seven Guitars is one of 10 August Wilson plays known as The Cycle. It's a masterful collection of plays, and I've read the play Seven Guitars somewhere at home. I've got a copy of the play written as a play. I've always wanted to see it. I don't know if you feel that way, too. You might know the play Jitney Fences, of course, was a big movie, so you might have seen that movie recently. But there are eight other very well-written plays that are part of that cycle. And the good news is, if you would like to see Seven Guitars, you can. In fact, you can do so this afternoon and this evening and also tomorrow, Sunday afternoon, at 2 o'clock today and tomorrow, and then at 7 o'clock tonight. And it's a performance that's very reasonable, and it's done by some of Pittsburgh's most talented people, students at Pittsburgh Kappa. And it's a pleasure today to have Symphony Scott and Tracy McPherson here with us representing the play. I'm going to start with you. First, Symphony, you're a senior at Kappa. Tell me a bit about yourself.
I'm a senior, of course, like you said. I live in the Belle Tour area of Pittsburgh, and also I have the opportunity to be stage managing this show, which is like a really big opportunity and responsibility.
I'll bet. What does a stage manager do?
Well, being a stage manager, you have to call cues and sound cues. You said you read the copy, you know, Miss Tillery's Rooster. I have to make sure that's on point, lighting goes together, and just making sure my crew's like calm and collective and that we're ready for the show, do pre-show checklists so that everything's in place and that, you know, nothing goes bad.
That's a huge responsibility. Everybody probably always thinks that those they see on stage are the ones that are the most nervous or the most vulnerable, but you really stick out if you if something doesn't go exactly right. Have you ever done this before?
I have stage managed like dance shows and like small 10-minute plays, but I haven't done anything like this August Wilson show, which was like really nerve-wracking because last year's was so good, and I'm like, I want to do that, I want to reach that height. So it was really nervous. It made me nervous, but I was like, you know what, I should go for it. It's my senior year, so why not take on this challenge?
Now, what is your major at Kappa?
I'm a production technology student.
Now, that's no reason I didn't get a chance to ask you. I didn't know you could major in production technology there. Do you know what you'll be doing next year after Kappa?
Actually, I got an IUP for fashion and design, and I'm also doing my submitting of my application for Pratt University in New York for fashion and design. So I'm more into the fashion area, but it's also great being able to like build sets and know about lighting, because that lighting that I learned and that skill that I learned at school, it can also apply into real world and real jobs.
Those are both great schools in those areas as well. Hopefully you'll hear from Pratt. So have you gotten your application in already?
I am actually finishing it right now. I've just been so booked and busy with school. It's like stressful.
I won't nag you. You'll get it. You'll get it done. Well, here with Symphony Scott is Tracy McPherson. You're the producer, right?
Yes, I am.
And tell me a little bit about yourself. Now, Tracy's an adult, so you should know that. She's not a student. You've been out of school for a while.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your journey from how you got to do what you're doing now.
Well, it's kind of funny because when I first graduated from college, I did my student teaching at Kappa. And then I got a job the following fall. And then I taught in Maryland for 4 years. And then I just happened to come back this past summer. And they had an opening because one of the teachers was out to get her doctorate. So I ended up being the long-term sub here at Kappa for the whole year. And I actually, the senior class, I'm teaching seniors this year, they were there when I was there 5 years ago as seventh graders. So now they remember me and I remember them and they're all adults, well, adult-ish now. So it's kind of funny because I started there and it's like come full circle that I'm back just by chance this last year. And I have no experience with producing or anything, but the teacher who I'm covering for, she was the producer last year. So, you know, I just kind of am holding her place. So they were like, well, do you want to? And I said, yes. So here I am.
That's wonderful. Now, I see you've got a Slippery Rock shirt on. Is that where you went to school?
Yes, it is.
And did you study acting and ed?
Nope,
or?
Nothing. Well, just English education. So at Kappa, I'm an English teacher, but they needed somebody for the play, so I did it. And I'm just learning a lot because this is my first time, but I'm learning everything and they're showing me different things. So I would do it again for sure, but this was my first time doing any of this.
Well, congratulations to you both. You're both doing something for the first time in a big way. Mm-hmm. Now, let's just maybe give a little bit about the plot line of the play to help you decide if you might want to go. And Seelet Symphony is stage managing and what Tracy is producing. Can you talk a little bit about the characters and no spoilers, but just what the play is about?
Sure. Did you want to or you want me to?
It doesn't matter. Well, basically, at the beginning, I don't want to give too much away, but basically, at the beginning, it's after a funeral, and throughout the show and the next scene, it's like flashbacks to before Floyd Barton, one of the main characters, death. And it just goes through his, he's a jazz player, and he wants to get his hit record and everything like that. And he has his band members, Red Carter and Kane Well, with him. And he also has a love interest, Vera, and her next door neighbor, Louise, and her niece, Ruby, comes from,
where was it?
Birmingham, thank you. She comes from Birmingham because she had some issues over there with men. But she comes back and she starts to just try and get used to everything down where they are. Oh, sorry.
You're good.
Just try and get used to everything that goes on. And Headley is the Louise's,
like like tenant, sort of.
Yeah.
He's their friend, though, too.
Yeah, they're just all, like, a big, happy family. But, you know, sometimes in family there are conflicts. So it's just basically about Floyd trying to get his record out and the struggles of him and his love life and just having to deal with other people around him as, you know, everyday life is for everyone.
It sounds like a great play. It's suitable for people of all ages,
Yes, definitely.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it'll be at Kappa's Theater, which is right downtown at 7th and Penn?
It's on 9th Street.
9th, thank
like
you.
Like right beside the convention center.
Yeah, it's easy to get to. It's a school. It's nonprofit. Normally, we don't mention prices, but students are $5. Adults are $10, which is very reasonable to see a play of this caliber. And it will be this afternoon at 2, and then again tonight at 7, and then it closes tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Anything else either of you would like to say?
I don't know. Just come out and see it. Yesterday, last night was their first time doing it in front of a paying audience, and I thought they brought the house down. My dad and my sister came to see it because, you know, they've seen me working on it all this time, and they loved it. So if you're from Pittsburgh, you'll feel more of a connection to it because there are a lot of references to things and places in Pittsburgh. So
yeah, in the language, the way August Wilson wrote, you will hear just the cadence of speaking and the choices of words because it's fascinating. August Wilson wrote by, you know, hearing little bits of dialogue. he'd write them down and he'd sort of stash them away and then eventually kind of piece them together to create the play that he wants. Thank you both for being here. What is there a website for more information?
I don't think so.
I have it. If you don't, I believe there is, and I'll make sure that I pass that along. But there's a website at which you can get ticket information. It's on Eventbrite, right? So if you go to Eventbrite and search on Seven Guitars mm-hmm. Pittsburgh, I'm sure it'll come up.
Yep.
Or just show up this afternoon at 2 mm-hmm. and tonight and at 7 and then tomorrow afternoon at 2. Thanks to you both.
Thank you very much.
Symphony Scott and Tracy McPherson, the Hardy, after last night's opening, they're here bright and early, and then they've got to do it all again in just a few hours.